And what's a cloth you would use to blow your nose with?
A cloth what?
A cloth that you use to blow your nose
with. Oh, handkerchief.
Mm-hmm. What's something similar that you would use to wipe the sweat off your brow when you're working?
Well, my motto is don't sweat, but...
well, on the ranch, say.
Well, let's see. Neckerchief, I guess.
Okay. What did you call the clothes that you would wear to work on the ranch?
Blue jeans, or denim. Or
mm-hmm. How about your shoes?
Boots.
Okay. What clothes do you put away until November?
Until November?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you wear your short sleeve.
Well, what do you get out to wear in November, you know?
Oh.
Oh, finally it's cold enough I can wear my, what kind of clothes?
Yeah, long, the winter clothes or
mm-hmm.
long sleeves or...
Okay. What would you wear to protect your hands?
Gloves.
Mm-hmm. What about to protect your head?
Hat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever, on the ranch, did you ever wear, like, the cowboy hats? Like?
Oh, yes. That's really a must. It's, you do need protection from the
mm-hmm.
sun. And
what kind of hats did you have?
The kind I still wear. I wear a big Western hat.
Mm-hmm.
Or a suede Stetson or a Strauss Stetson hat in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I do like a hat because I think it gives you good protection from the sun out here. Our sun is quite strong and too many people have skin cancer and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Men wear something to keep their pants up. What do they call those?
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. And men's pants can also be called?
Men's pants?
Yeah.
Trouser?
Mm-hmm. Could a woman's pants be called trousers?
I don't think they let them do that, do they? Breeches?
Breeches. what are some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat?
Mexican food, certainly. Lunch today.
Well, what did you make?
Well, no, we were out on the other side of town. We went to a restaurant. We had huevos rancheros. And,
I love it.
So good.
Love it.
But we tried a new restaurant out there that we'd never been to. It's not new, but boy, they had good huevos rancheros.
Which one was that?
I'm trying to think of the name of it. It starts with a P. It's right there on the 4400 block of Montana. Oh, it's
yeah, I probably wouldn't know what excellent. It was.
No. Yeah.
I'm never over there, but.
Yeah. Well, I used to have a business right 20 yards down from that restaurant.
Uh-huh.
It's now a big service station. It's one of my car dealerships I had out there.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of Mexican foods are easier to buy than to make?
Well, I don't know. We do both, but I'd say, huevos rancheros are a little trouble. We don't usually make them at home.
It's a lot of stuff you have to put in huevos rancheros. What kinds of food go into that?
Well, actually, besides the eggs, like these had chili con queso on top of it, but most of them used to use a good enchilada sauce, and of course onion. But this today had chili con queso on top of them, and the beans were just superb. They just, boy, they really know how to do them.
What kinds of crops did your farm grow?
Well, we used to sublet the farming because my father, being in the car business, he had no time to.